Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so many things that happen today. You know, business is so much more complicated than it was 20 years ago. So many more things to do: social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, blog posts, connecting to people, finding the right marketing methods, websites. My goodness, so much to do and so much to learn. And one of the things that sometimes you will hear business people say is they'll say something like, "You know, Sonny, I've forgotten more than you've ever learned." Well, that is the problem, isn't it? They've forgotten more. And in our world today, everything is faster. Everything is moving at just an incredible pace. The business people are younger, they're smarter, they're better educated, they're more aware of social media, they're more aware of the latest and the greatest. And if we don't stay up with them, if we're not actually studying our business, if we're not finding out exactly what we need to know, we're going to get left behind with the competition. So you've had a career. You spent years in your business. You've learned a great deal. But that information that you have may be buried in your brain somewhere. It may not be coming right out to the front where you need it. That's why you need to read. That's why you need to study. That's why you need to talk to people. That's why you need to be in a position where you're going to conferences. You're going to meetings. You're talking to other business people throughout the industry. You're having lunch with someone. You need to activate your brain to remember what you have learned all of these years, and then you need to put it into place and use it. And you need to learn new things and understand new things. Sometimes one word, just one word, will put you in a position of remembering, oh, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. Yes, that's something that will make my business better. That's something that will increase my sales. I need to teach my people this particular technique. I need to discuss with my employees exactly how to handle this, because that's the way we used to handle it and it always worked, but we're not doing it anymore. Because things are faster, quicker, moving at a faster pace, we've gone past it and we really don't understand that we are in the people business, and what we have to deal with is people all of the time and all of the things that people bring with them, all of their baggage, all of their understanding, not only with our customers but with our employees. You need to review what you have learned in all of these years, and you need to use it. Just knowing it isn't enough. Having a head full of knowledge is a wonderful thing, but if that knowledge isn't being used, it goes to waste. And, you know, time moves on. It moves on quickly. Before you know it, the years will go by, and as I say, the competition is just sitting out there waiting to pounce. They are just waiting to take your business away from you. That's what they want to do, because they're always remembering what they've learned, and they're always learning new things. So let's be sharp. Let's be on our game. Let's make it happen. Let's spend some time every single day to sit and to think about business. Pick a subject for the day. You know, what is not working well? What do we need to change? You know, you need to be willing to take on the tough situations. You need to be willing to take on the tough questions. You need to be able to jump right into it and say, here is my biggest business problem today. I need to solve this today. I may not be able to solve it myself. Maybe I need to surround myself with some of great people, or maybe I need to go on the outside to solve it. And our biggest problem today may not be our problem tomorrow. So remember, knowledge, as they say, is power. But it's not power if you're not using it. It's just wasted. It's just sitting there. Let's put ourselves in a position of being as competitive as we can possibly be by not only using our intelligence and using our experience, but using it, not letting it go to waste. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.